Yo, what is good, boys? Welcome to the first ever Idiots with Mike live stream. We're up on YouTube. I got our marketing team looking into it. We're gonna see what's up.
This shit about to be all bad. Motherfuckers is about to see exactly what go on.
Yeah, man, yeah. This is a first for Idiots with Mike. We're hopefully my wife can find it, and then she can show it. Or you know what? Matter of fact, maybe I can look for it. But hey, man, welcome to an episode. We got preseason going on in the background. Unfortunately, we got the Seahawks going. I decided to leave it on for Jeremy. He still is hell bent and wearing that DeKalen jersey. That you know, he's
but that's DK to you.
I can't help
him. Nah, it's DeKalen.
It was a donation. He can't afford another one. So,
if you want to send some money my way, man, I'll.
Hey, as long as he's still wearing the hoop earring and the pacifier mouthpiece, his name DeKalen, bro. He got to prove he tough to me.
No, I think he's done with the pacifier, man. I haven't seen that in a minute.
Oh, snap. We got our first comment from our marketing team. My wife, Danny, she put big bucks. I don't know what the hell that means, but hey. We see you. We're here, and hopefully, we live on YouTube now. That's what's up. What's up? Apparently, yeah. Jeremy sounds crappy. I can't help that. You know, it's probably the jersey really like messing with everything. So we're just gonna chalk it up to that. But how's your guys' teams been doing in the preseason, Steve? I know you guys played earlier. I checked the score, but you know, I'm not gonna lie, I completely forgot what it was, so I'm gonna look it up right now.
Steve, it was 24. How's your team looking? It was 24-23, and I'm gonna tell you this: we bet not lose no starters. Can't afford to lose none because I'm not. I mean, I'm liking a couple of pieces of what I'm seeing, but nah, I'm good.
Oh, snap! You guys played the Chiefs, huh?
Hey, but I will say this. They did hold the Chiefs starting offense to 6 points.
That's not bad, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, your guys' defense is going to be up.
Almost every down. Legit, we got, hey, hold on, wait. She commented, yeah, we almost every down, he went for it. Whoa, like, nothing. There, huh? She tried.
Hey, man, hey. Hey, hopefully we get more people. We love it. We love the questions. Bring it on. Hey, this is like I said, this is our first live stream on YouTube. I'm excited. I'm hyped, dude. Like, this is what we've been building up for. Is this kind of our trial run for? Because you know, next in a couple weekend. Weeks we is it next weekend? No,
next weekend.
A couple weekends from now, first. We're gonna be going live for our NFL draft. And hey, man, tune in. This is gonna be a blast. We talk.
That's gonna be pure emotion. That's gonna be pure emotion. When I say pure emotion, that's going to be pure emotion, bro.
Yeah, some of us
ain't no calculated, ain't no editing. I'm telling you now.
I do apologize.
I got this kicked off.
I do apologize. I can hear my son in the back. He finally woke up and he's over there chilling. So my apologies.
So how does it feel, guys, to have never won fantasy?
Man, she talking shit. Hey, you know what? I know you're one. Are you know you're one viewer, but I'm gonna kick you right now.
hey, hold on. Before you kick her. Daniela, don't get your husband ass beat.
Hey. Why are you coming at me? Like, kick her ass. It's not my fault. You can't.
I'm,
no,
hey,
no. Come on.
First of all, she come. I can't even say that. I was about to. We was about to.
See, we can't do that right now. We gotta stop ourselves.
Hey, I had to stop myself because what I was about to say, boy.
I'm glad you kept that to yourself. So yeah, man, this is actually cool. We're live. We got two viewers. I haven't figured out to see how to look at who's viewing, but hey, man, I appreciate y'all.
Hey, we love the viewers, but we're not about to shout y'all out name by name. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, man, shut up. I shout them out name by name, all right? But Jeremy.
What's up?
Go ahead.
No, just to say, I want to give a shout out to Ray, man. He's a little under the weather, the whole family. Yeah, I'm hoping
that's right. Ray, Ray's under the weather, he said. But Ray, we miss you.
Hey, was that her name?
The
weather?
All right, man, go with your move, man. Go ahead, shout out to Ray, man.
Hey, man, she hit him like she Mayweather, all right?
he said under the weather. I think he meant that 10 count.
Exactly, man. But yeah, man, shout out to Ray. Feel better. Hope the kids are good. Hope the family's good. Apparently they caught a bug. He says COVID. I don't know. Hopefully they get better. Mm. But yeah, man. Have you guys been watching a lot of preseason games or nah?
Man, I watch whatever I can watch. Don't ask me about none of it because I don't remember none of it. I just watch whatever I can watch.
Sometimes the volume's not even on. It's just on. And you're just like watching, doing other stuff because it's preseason. At the end of the day, it's a bunch of backups. But hey, you know what? The beautiful thing is football's back, baby.
It is. Yeah, back. And I'm going to tell you.
You know what?
I'm going to tell you what.
Shout out to my son. It was his first game yesterday. He plays for El Dorado High School. It's his first. He's a freshman. You know what, dude? He surprised the hell out of me. I didn't think that he would want to do it, and he just comes to. He went to orientation, and he comes back. He's like, "Yeah, I signed up for football." I'm like, "Oh hell yeah!" I'm like, "Do you? Let's go, man!" The last week. Man, it kicked his ass. That boy did not know. He thought he was back in Pee Wee, bro. I'm like, no, this is high school football, bro. His first practice, and I will say this, his first practice. Well, I don't know. I didn't ask him that. It was 4 hours long in this fucking Vegas heat, dude. I'm like, you know what? Hey, funny thing is, a bunch of his buddies signed up too. They all fucking quit. They all quit after the first day. This dude, you know, he's gone all week. Yeah, exactly. He went all week. And yesterday, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to front. I'm not going to say he's like top shit because he didn't get to play because he joined late. So the coach told him straight up, like, hey, I'm not going to play you. I don't want you to get hurt. You're not up to speed. I don't want you to get rocked, you know? So he said, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but you know what? You went through the first week of practice. That first week is all we always used to call that shit hell week because it didn't matter how conditioned or prepared you thought you were coming into this shit.
Your first
week of padded practices was hell week because you were going to get rocked. You were going to get hit. You were going to get ran like never before. He learned what my wife calls them burpees. I told him he learned what fucking up downs are, and those things suck. I'm like, there you go. Oh, he also learned what suicides are on a football field. Those are usually for basketball. Apparently, one of his teammates got mouthy with the coach. Coach said, "Okay, cool.
No,
here's a 15-yard penalty on your little scrimmage, but wait until practice." They made him do suicides every 15 yards. I'm like, the whole fucking field. I'm like, he was a little bummed out. And I was like, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. And if he tells you you got to do that shit, he said this, and I want to talk to everybody out there. He said this. He said, but I didn't even do nothing. And I told him, it don't matter. It's a team sport. One fucks up, everybody has to fucking pay the piper. You feel me?
I got that fuck up next time because of it, you know?
Hey, so, you handle that on the field. You handle that on the field, and then you get in the locker room and you tighten him up real quick. Oh, so yeah. That way he'll make that mistake again. Me. Hey, basketball signups go up about 400% after the first week of padded practices.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt it, man.
I'm for real.
Hey, man. All I know is that boy. He came. I picked him up because he's like about a mile down the road. The high school is, and he texted us like, "Hey, I'm on my way home." I'm like, "Fuck, dude, I'm home now. Like, I just got off of work. Come, you know, I'll go get you." And he sat down, and I'm like, "You good?" And he's just like, "Yeah." It's like I've never done this. I'm like, "Yeah, dude, this is high school ball." They don't fuck around when it comes to high school ball. Like, you know, we might not be in one of the biggest states where, you know, football is like its priority, but, you know, it's still football. And hey, I'm proud of him, man. So shout out to Dean. And he's going for safety. So I tell him, yeah, your little white ass needs to go for safety because he ain't fast enough to be. to be anything else, you're gonna get burnt on the outside, bro. Go safety.
Hey, you raising safeties. I got my son. So my oldest boy, he chose not to play football this year.
Okay.
But my middle boy, he playing football and shit. He a defensive end. Nice. And you can tell when the practices start, boy, I don't hear from them for about 14, 15 hours. They be so tired of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That heat beat your ass.
Hey, you ain't gotta remind them like, hey, dude, it's 9 o'clock. Go to bed. You got school tomorrow. Hell no. You're actually looking at the clock like it's 8:30. Where the hell do they go? And then you go look and he's passed out. I was like, hey, man.
There's a reason I played baseball. I could not last on a football field. Wasn't gonna happen.
Some people are
baseball. If I knew like I knew, I should have stuck with football.
Yeah, football was fun, bro. I played 3 years. My senior year, I had a bummy knee, and I couldn't commit to it. There was nothing I can do. It was just basically at that point, I literally could have had something torn on my knee and I didn't fucking know. I just was like, I can't go. Like my knees swell up. I, you know, you're young. You're not thinking about like, oh, yeah, what do you have on your knee? No, you're just like, I couldn't go.
Right.
So, but yeah, man, preseason is going on. Football's back. You could just,
it's you know what? I'm excited. This is like my first weekend actually be able to kind of sit here and kind of watch it. With everything that's been going on, I'm excited to see some football, man. I really am.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, I will say this. I know this is getting a little personal. And
you're good, man.
To your wife, hey, man, our condolences. She lost her mother. And, you know,
it's been a rough couple weeks for my wife and the family. You know, she did lose her mom to cancer, which absolutely sucks. We are lucky that we got down there to Vegas. I know you guys were doing the podcast last week when we were driving. And yeah. We got there. She was able to spend a couple of days with her. She was luckily lucid enough to, you know, realize who Ash was when we got there. And so that's huge, you know. And unfortunately, yeah, she didn't lose her battle to cancer. But she's not suffering anymore, you know.
Exactly.
So. But, very, very, very thankful that we were down there, you know, and I appreciate all the kind words from you guys, from Ray, you know, everyone that's reached out on Facebook and stuff. We do appreciate it 100%.
Yeah, of course, man. Our condolences, bro, because that's tough.
Man, that shit rough.
It's rough, but yeah, that's life, man. You know, it is what it is, and we're through it, you know, kind of in the grieving process now. And hey, we got football going though, man. We got a couple weeks before.
Well, transitioning from, you know, it's rough to lose a loved one. You know what else is rough? Watching Daniel Jones play, bro. Did you guys see that?
Oh, tell me about
that. Holy crap!
Hold on. Wait. That's the same Daniel Jones that knocked the doors off Minnesota in the playoff game and finessed his way to $45 million per.
What was the total?
The same Daniel Jones.
The total, 160 mil contract?
Four years, 160, 180. Bro, I don't know.
That is highway robbery. That is
with no mask. With nothing. No mask.
Nothing. I need to call that agent to represent Idiots with Mike here. I need he needs to negotiate our terms here with whoever the hell he needs to negotiate.
This is as a sponsor, you know what I mean? And it ain't gonna be no 140. I'll take 500,000.
Man, that is tough. Like,
so what happened with the Danny Jones?
Okay, so you guys have seen the interception that's going around on social media of him.
I saw it.
I mean, my guy, like, at that point, throw it at the feet, bro. Like, don't. Everybody knows that. You're falling away. You're getting hit. Why would you just throw it up there at the 6-yard line and then just.
Hold on. Oh, that was his most accurate pass. Let's not lose sight of that. That's a touchdown pass in his mind.
Good job, Daniel Jones. I applaud you for your most accurate pass.
I ain't seen him that accurate in 2 years. So for him to be that accurate, let that man have that pick six, man.
You know what?
Hey, you're right.
You're right. He looked pretty. He looked good throwing the ball. That's what I can say.
Hey, and it's, I bet you in his mind, he's sitting there thinking, at least it wasn't safety, though.
Yes. But still, man.
I bet you any amount of money he's sitting over there like, man, I didn't give up 2 points, though. I threw the pick, but y'all should have made the tackle.
He's like, look, I didn't give up that safety, or I didn't walk out the back of the end zone like Dan Orlovsky and Jimmy Garoppolo. I threw that pick, though.
You think that shit offends me? We was 0-16 that year.
Jimmy Garoppolo did the same shit for us, bro. All right? Actually, to be 100%, I wasn't even throwing a shot at you. I was throwing a shot at us because we're the most recent one. And boy, let me tell you, when that motherfucker did that, oh Lord, I was heated. No, we're not gonna leave Jimmy G out of this. Everybody leaving him out of their team except the Rams.
So, oh, that was terrible.
Fuck Jimmy G. Are you watching?
You were talking about, like, I have to see what you're talking about. That was horrible.
I wasn't even taking a shot at Dan Orlovsky. It's just two people that have done it and done it the way they've done it, where they step out of bounds. They literally have no sense that they are out of bounds and they're still continuing to play. Like, nothing matters. I'm like, what is you doing?
That motherfucker ran out the back of the end zone so far, he knocked popcorn out of people's hands, bro. and still was looking downfield trying to make the goddamn pass. Like, bro, give it up.
Hey, that's commitment, bro.
Danny, I don't want to hear about Jimmy G.
I wasn't talking about Jimmy G. I was talking about Dan Orlovsky.
Jimmy G did the same thing. No, actually, it's funny. It's even worse. Jimmy G did it so bad. He was out of bounds. He was still looking down the field and then almost threw a pick six. If he didn't step out of bounds, it would have been a pick six. So that's what I'm saying. This is how bad this shit was, all right? This man was third. Jimmy G, you are a career backup at best. And I am so glad you're gone. I don't want you near my team. The only time I want you near my team is when we play y'all, because you play for the Rams. I want to see you out there, because I would really love to see Nick Bosa just handle your ass. Take you to the ground.
Look. Something gonna happen to Stafford. He gonna fuck around and be the starter and beat Bolt and beat y'all both times.
You know he will too. I mean, that's exactly how it's gonna go.
He gonna beat y'all both times, like, bruh.
That's exactly how it's gonna go. I just because I said that. Fuck you, Jimmy G.
So I was reading something earlier this week, and it sounded like the Raiders had a trade in place for the second round pick last year, and they were gonna take CJ Stroud, and McDaniels vetoed it, and that's when they signed Jimmy G. You know, that contract, which he's making a lot of money to do a whole lot of nada. I think
that's why
it's different.
Josh McDaniels is the worst fucking coach to ever step on a football field.
But is that man is just different? Here's why it's different. Because for one, we don't know what they was gonna have to give up to get number two. That's number one. For two, okay, that's not as bad as having the first overall pick and still taking Bryce Young.
Young, yeah, and you're right.
You got the world at your fingertips, and you still fuck it up. Like, how you do that?
Oh shit, my bad, y'all. I gotta put this up. We're gonna put this up. Daniela commented. Shout out to DeKalen. Nobody wants to hear about him. Thank you.
I wasn't talking about DK, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, my apologies, guys. I am literally learning what the hell is going on here, and apparently I can show stuff on the stream, which is awesome. But there you go. Okay. I'm learning.
We've
never gone live, and it's pretty cool.
It is?
Yeah, but
they're about to see a bathroom break here in a second though.
hey, to all the fans watching out there, this is the shit that I edit out, because this dude takes the most bathroom breaks that of anybody.
He can't hold his liquor either way.
I don't drink stuff when I'm on the show, man. Like a couple, two, three beers, they go right through me. That's the beers I have for the week.
Wait. Two, three beers, and you go to the bathroom?
Oh, dude, I've been drinking a shit ton of water lately.
Once again, Modelo. Oh, wait, we can't show that word on
Hey, so I managed to pour a whole pint of Patron in this motherfucker and some OJ. And this shit about to be gone by the end of the show.
we going to put up this... this message from Daniela. Learn to hold it in, Jeremy.
I bet I can sit here and piss in front of the camera. I don't think anyone wants to see that. So
I could also, hey. I also want to say is learn how to hold your liquor, Jeremy, not mess it up.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. Learn how to do the podcast naked from the waist down and have a bottle and just piss in the bottle. That way you ain't got to go no man. Hey, you bet shit. I turn the water bottle into a porter potty in a heartbeat.
Problem solved. That's all I'm saying. Hey, you are old enough now. You can just get one of those for free.
Oh, God.
Aren't you like 46?
Dude, you turn 40 tomorrow. I don't want to hear it.
Hey, so shout out to my boy Steve. Steve, happy early birthday. Monday is his birthday. And
happy yours. Just, all right.
We're just going to say he turns... he's like a fine wine, all right? He ages well. That's all we're going to say. We're not going to say how old. Jeremy's the oldest one here, so
he's no.
Fucking ancient.
Mm-mm. How old are you, Jeremy?
I was born April of 86.
Mm. Yep, you old.
Well, we
old fart. You're born,
bro.
I'm only 26, man.
That's it.
I keep it real shit. I'm proud of my age. I'm about to be 39 years old. You know what I mean? Motherfucking teachers out there, that is kind of told me I wasn't going to see 18, 25, and 30. I'm bragging about my age.
Yeah. Hey, man. Happy early birthday. Whatever it is.
Happy early birthday. Yeah, I mean, I ain't doing shit.
I knew shit. Well, Dan. Okay, so Daniela, Danny, that's what we go by. That's what she goes by, my bad. You know, she's. Did he just leave? Oh my god. Anyway, she's.
She said,
I'm gonna. Like, she asked me, she was like, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, hey, you know, well, the one thing that makes me happy, football, because the Niners play tomorrow. I'm like, football and some chicken wings, bro. That's all I need in my life, and some drink. She's like, she literally like tried to talk me out of it. She's like, do you don't want anything more? Like, that's just, I'm like, no. That's happiness for me. Whew. That's happiness.
And hey, I tell you what
makes me happy, because I'm gonna embarrass her and get banned from YouTube if I say what I want to say.
If you get us banned from YouTube, I ain't gonna care as long as I didn't do it. But I'm telling you like this, my plan for my birthday is
TikTok, bro.
And I wear that hat with pride. Fuck TikTok.
Yeah, fuck TikTok.
But anyway, I'm just my main thing for my birthday is I just want to open my eyes, let the rest take care of itself.
Oh. You're waking up.
Let the rest.
Hey man, I got a few homies that didn't make it this far, so yeah. Every
I got a bunch.
God lets me live another year, man. Hey,
you know, I've been blessed.
That's a blessing.
I haven't made it, man, but
I got a bunch, and I'm gonna tell you like this: year 38 was one of the oh my god, year 38, boy. I'm sad to see it go. Yeah,
year 38.
Yeah, I knew that.
All right. Okay. But, you said I'm old, motherfucker. Oh, you were older than me.
Oh shit, motherfucker! I'm old too. Shit, we both old. The fuck,
dude?
Hey, you know you old when you talk. You start talking about your high school son playing football. Yeah. I know. It is what it is, man. It's another year. That God lets me live, and I'm blessed.
I knew how old I was when you said that your oldest boy was a freshman in high school.
How old is little Steve?
He's 17. He about to be 18 in December. That nigga about to come off the child support books, brother. We got different goals.
Yeah, buddy.
We got. Hey, first of all, shout out to my kids. I love y'all to death. But y'all keep daddy broke, man.
Yeah, man.
So I have to tell you what happened that I had with our buddy Valentino. So Richie, you know Valentino, we play Call of Duty with this dude, and I was on like last week or the week before with him. And we got to talk about, you know, age and stuff. I was like, oh, yeah, Valentino, you're in the same boat as me, you know, 30s, right? He goes, bro, I'm 36. I was like, yeah, you know, you're my age. He goes, bro, no, 2 years younger than me. He made it a point. He's like, no, I ain't as old as you are, bro.
Yeah, I know, dude.
He listens to our podcast. Big fan.
Hell yeah, man. Hey, shout out to Valentino. He's the homie that plays Warzone with us. He's the one that brings in the bot lobbies. Shout out to him, because
oh yeah,
my man brings in the good lobbies. But,
everyone live right now, man. You want the bot lobbies? You know, on the team.
Yes, sir. But all right, man. Have you a question? Did you guys' starters play this weekend or no?
No.
For you guys, some respective teams. No.
Some of them.
I think Brock Purdy's playing tomorrow. Like, and by starters, I mean like the you know, your big stars, the ones that, you know, your number one, like running backs, wide receivers.
None of our starting 22 played.
Really?
None. Hey, listen, Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, if y'all listening to this, which I hope y'all are, I hope y'all see it one day, get the fuck rid of Nate Sudfeld.
Damn, like that, huh?
Nate Sudfeld.
I didn't watch it. I'm sorry, dude. I don't know what happened.
Ass.
So quick debate. Daniel Jones or Nate Sudfeld?
Oh, I'm gonna go Nate Sudfeld because he's cheaper. Fuck that.
I'm just taking shots at Daniel Jones here at this point. I know one of my buddies is a big Giants fan, and if he ever tunes into this shit, man,
what the fuck?
I wish I could say that I feel you, bro, but that fucking guy is just terrible. Like that's butt juice right there, bro. That's literally what that is.
Hey, so this week the Seahawks have been practicing with a joint practice with the Titans, right? So the Titans signed two of our secondaries, Quandre Diggs, which I missed. I love Diggs; he was great. Had a little bit of a down year. Jamal Adams. So Jamal Adams has been talking all that since practice.
He always does.
He does, right? And which, of course, everyone's like, "Dude, stay healthy before you sit there just running your mouth, bro." But anyway, he's been talking shit all fucking week. And I believe it was Witherspoon the other day. They had, 11-on-11. And Witherspoon got an
interception. I love this tweet that's coming. Go ahead.
He goes running over, tries to hand the ball off to Jamal Adams. Jamal Adams will take it. He's like, bro, I fucking, take it, bro. You want to talk all this shit? Here you go, man.
And then what was the tweet that he put out? Do you know what he said? Jamal Adams?
Witherspoon? I know off the top of my head, man. I know he put one out there, but I can't remember what it was.
He just said, he's like, y'all can keep doing all you do, but wait till San Fran gets a hold of you.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I did see something about wait till San Fran. It's like, bro, just try to stay healthy. Don't stub your fucking toe. Like, you can talk all that shit you want. You had no cover. Zero fucking coverage. Cover fucking San Francisco, you could talk some shit.
He can't cover shit, man. That motherfucker couldn't catch COVID. Fucking Ray was in the same room.
I was a big fan.
The sad part is, yeah,
it turned out to be a huge fucking bust.
I was just about to say, before y'all cut his ass, before y'all got rid of his ass, you were sitting over here talking about this was about to be his breakout year and everything. That motherfucker got cut, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm glad we got rid of that shit.
Hey, Jeremy, and let everybody know, the minute you signed him, what did I text you? What did I say to you? I'm like, that's the biggest fucking mistake that you guys ever did. I had a bunch of laughing faces, and I was like, I'm glad you guys did that because you guys just fucked yourselves.
How y'all get him all that money, and he never recorded an interception, bro?
I don't talk about that. I was happy about his sack. But no
That motherfucker, you might as well call him Rudy playing defensive end at 200 pounds.
And you're fucking right, bro. I didn't lie. I like my mind has changed, since that happened, 3-4 years ago. I thought it was great. We got one really great season out of him. Most amount of sacks for his position, and then it just went how about you play a full fucking season without being hurt before you sit there and talk shit? I'm just saying. You're not on our team anymore, man.
Look, man, this seems to be like a trend, all right, with Seattle. When their players are there, they're all about that shit. Oh, he's great. Tell me how you feel about Russell Wilson. Because what did I tell you about Russell Wilson? What I say, that motherfucker is square. He's so corny, and you used to defend that dude. I'm a realist, all right?
Hold on, wait, you defended Carlton Banks?
Yo, actually, what's funny is Brock Purdy is a white Carlton Banks, bro, and I know that. So if somebody was to make fun of him, I'd be like, yeah, you're right, because that motherfucker corny. Jeremy sat there and defended Russell Wilson. Like, no, he ain't this shit. 2 years removed of him leaving, Jeremy sent me a text. He's like, damn, you were right. No shit. But Seattle has that effect on it. While their players are there, oh, their players can't do no wrong. The minute they leave.
No. That's not true that our players can't do no wrong. I'm not going to sit there and say that they can't do any wrong. I will say that, yeah, was Russell corny? 100%. And I have admitted that. He was a corny motherfucker. I appreciated what he did for Seattle while he was here. The work that he did with the Seattle Children's Hospital, hands down, there's no one that's done more. And you can argue that all fucking day long, but you can't. He was amazing when it came to charities and that kind of stuff, but it was all to protect his public image. Now, do I respect what he did while he was here? 100%. He brought a Super Bowl to us. I know that it was mostly the defense, but you can't sit there and say that he had a part of that.
So they kind of cancel out because he brought a Super Bowl, but he also cost y'all the Super Bowl. So they kind of cancel out.
Well, we had one of the best defenses ever. I mean, maybe the 86 Bears might have been better, but and they were on top. That 2013 Legion of Boom, 86 Bears, man. I mean, no one wanted to go against them, and they were when we were going into the Super Bowl that year against the Broncos. Everyone, ESPN, everybody, there's no way the Seahawks can win this game. There's an offense that's just going to tear them apart. It's going to happen. Our defense was too fucking good. But after that, man, it's falling apart. You know, Pete got old. He couldn't keep up what was going on within the league.
Yeah, I mean, Pete could not, that was his downfall. He wanted that old school stuff. He was his way, and that was it. And you know who else is gonna suffer from that? You know who else is gonna suffer from that? The Chargers. Because Jim Harbaugh, it's his way, it's the old school way, and if he can't realize that he's got a quarterback in Justin Herbert who can actually sling the ball correctly, he's gonna fail. I mean, you can say all you want. Justin Herbert, if you actually give him time, he's a decent quarterback, and he can move. But the problem is that Harbaugh is going to be stuck in his ways, and Pete Carroll was the same way. He was an old, stubborn man that didn't want to change, and that's why, you know, the Niners for the last few years just whooped their ass. That was it.
But Shanahan is a professional choker.
I mean,
that's crazy. You're dealing with an old geezer stuck in his ways. You're dealing with a choke artist, and I'm dealing with a motherfucker who would gamble his house and his wife and his kids.
Well, then there you go. At the end of the day, we're all chokers here because we don't win. Andy
Reid,
is the only one that is seeing any success.
Hey, I'm telling you now, that motherfucker choked that game away. I was ready to go take him to a Gamblers Anonymous right there.
I mean, he's not a choker. The players couldn't handle the shit, man.
He was leading in both Super Bowls in law. He had him. He was up by 10.
I appreciate you trying to defend Shanahan, but I'm the biggest critic when it comes to Shanahan. That man, he can't win the big one. And it scares the shit out of me because
for the foreseeable
future, he's our coach. And it's going to be so hard to see this dude just coach our team because I don't know if he's going to be able to not choke in the big moment. He turtles up, man. He feels any stress and he turtles up. And it's just like, bro, like, no. A perfect balance would be if you could take the Lions coach and Shanahan and just combine them into one.
No,
and then you'd be like, oh, no, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's because a token gambler. It's a token gambler.
Yeah, no. I just think if you can combine both of their aggression, the aggression and the conservative part, I think they would be better. I think it would be a perfect coach. But Shanahan, dude, that he definitely feels any stress, he turtles up. That's literally what it is.
I ain't gonna say too much about Dan Campbell because I mean we could still have Matt Patricia fat ass.
Hey, so I got something to touch base on a little bit. Yeah, listening to the last podcast you guys put out while I was gone. You know, and Ricky sitting there talking shit about how I could not come up with why the Seahawks.
I mean, it took you two fucking weeks to come up with an answer now. Yeah.
It wasn't no two fucking Jesus weeks. Christ. It took this motherfucker about a month, goddammit. He had that motherfucker before training camp started.
I haven't been on in a month, bro. So.
Oh man.
Here's what, this motherfucker been reciting this shit for fucking a month.
Hey, he been talking about this shit in the mirror. This is how I'm going to get Richie.
Fuck you, Richie. Oh, all right. I got numbers for you. So I'm just going to put a couple out there, all right? I don't have the exact numbers for middle linebacker, right? I tried telling you that our middle linebackers got better. We lost Bobby Wagner. We lost Kobe Bryant. Not Kobe Bryant. First round. It doesn't matter. We lost a couple of our fucking middle linebackers. Our middle linebackers.
How come you don't say it's not matter and you trying to prove a point?
Because of where we're PFF. Our PFF. Pro Football. The website, right?
I'm gonna mute myself just so that I don't interrupt them. Right?
All right. So it's saying that we went from linebackers in the 40th and 50th percentile down to the 20th. Okay, with Dodson. Doesn't matter. We have gotten better in the middle of the I have this shit pulled up, man. A Baker, right? But the biggest part, man, is we went from a run defense ranked 25th last year to possibly the top 10 ranked in the NFL this year.
Possibly doesn't do shit. You haven't proved that.
We're at right now, man. Like,
what was your defense ranked last year?
Our defense overall was ranked like 30th out of 32. Now we're being ranked overall, totally 12th.
Who's ranking that?
You're talking about on paper.
Paper.
Hold on. Hey, wait.
I'm going to mute myself.
If you gamble your life savings away on the craps table, it's about possibilities, right?
Yes.
Okay, so ain't no guarantee that just because you could possibly finish in the top 10 don't mean you're going to.
But it's a really good possibility with this team as far as the new defensive head coach. You've got a secondary that's gone from like 28th to 15th. You've got one of the best defensive lines in football.
Says who? What did you get? My question still stands. Who did you guys add? Like when Steve told me, and we talked about it, and he said, like, he was like, yeah, our defense added possibly the number one draft pick in the sense of cornerback, right? Quarterback.
They drafted the number one corner.
That holds weight then. You just saying that PFF, fuck PFF. PFF ain't fucking it, all right? PFF had our O-line ranked number seven. And I can tell you right now that our O-line was not fucking worth seven, all right? Just because Trent Williams skews that shit so bad. So PFF ain't fucking shit. Once again, who did you guys add? And what did you guys do to better your team? That is all I asked. And you still are sitting here trying to give me fucking stats that don't mean shit because on paper, that's what they rank. I don't care about on paper. I just want to know, who did you guys add? If you were to tell me, hey, you know what? We added this so-and-so in the secondary. This is why our secondary is going to be better. We added so-so-so on our fucking defensive line, on our linebacker core. This is why we're going to be better. Then I'd be like, you know what? You're making sense. And I wouldn't argue it. But yet, you just sat there. All you said was, our defensive line got better. Our linebackers got better. Our secondary got better. How?
Did you fucking finish?
Hey. Let him finish, bro. I
I'm getting a great laugh.
I'm muting myself again. I'm muting myself again.
Okay. We just signed with Connor Williams, center. Seventh best fucking center in the NFL, right? Huge fucking sign for us. Our defensive ends are, so we got fucking Leonard Williams that we re-signed over the offseason. Got him midway through the fucking season. Huge fucking get for us. Nawazi's coming back healthy. He had seven straight games in a row. Well, our defense this year is going to be fucking scary. You sent me a video, Richie, the other day, which said that the three overrated teams, Bears, Seahawks, Bears. This dude said, oh yeah, the offense is going to be pretty good. Defense is going to be scary, but they're overrated. How the fuck can you say the Seahawks are going to be overrated if you're calling our defense scary? Doesn't fucking happen. I did laugh at the fucking the Bears being on there twice because of William. That was funny.
First off, you can't get I literally told you I send it to you because of the Bears shit. Steve, you saw it. It was hilarious. I don't give a fuck what that guy thinks. Because once again, he's like PFF. It doesn't fucking matter to me what he says. I thought it was funny. It was just a meme, and you took that shit to heart. Yes, is he dumb because he said, oh, yeah, three overrated teams, but then sits there and compliments your shit. They should have told you everything. It was a meme. It was funny. Yeah. That's all that was supposed to be. But yet, you have just mentioned players that are fucking coming back. Who did you guys add to make better?
Well, one of them.
You signed a center. You signed a center. Okay, cool. He's not going to get fucking pancaked. Like, what's his name? Okay, cool. That one player is not going to get pancaked. Does that fix the rest of your fucking O-line?
The bend right now. I'm not saying our O-line fucking top 10. It may be just inside the top 10. We'll see. I'm saying our defense has gotten better over last year. Our third downs last year, man, we were giving up over 50% completion rate.
What are you guys' third down this year?
Last week we were.
What is your third down this year? On a preseason, on fucking people that are.
He put me.
They haven't even cut down that shit to 53 men at this point. So this year, you're saying from last year, you already got better. How? Because games haven't fucking been played yet. So how can you bring up that stat if it doesn't fucking hasn't happened yet? I love you, big dog. I love you and all that shit, but you are literally making no fucking sense and no point. That's your opinion. That's fine. I can roll with that.
I'm just enjoying the NFC West rivalry going on right now. You motherfuckers are amazing.
This ain't even an NFC West rivalry. This is Jeremy just fucking like.
I'm not naming names. I'm trying to give you fucking stats, and I keep getting fucking sad on.
Hey, I would just say I see what the viewers see. Okay. This shit good.
See, check it out. If you were to say, hey, our defense was better last year than the year before, then those fucking stats actually add up because guess what? You take 1 year of stats and compare it to a year of another stats that already happened, and you can actually make point. You are fucking going off hypotheticals, and I'm sorry, my boy, but that shit don't fly. Because on paper,
Hold on. So what he did last time is he said we signed a bunch of players. He actually went into depth this time and said we signed this player. We signed – well, it doesn't matter. But he still said that we signed this player, this player, and that player. So he's actually giving you more context.
Yes, he is. I'll give him that.
The 49er in you just will not be able to let this motherfucker go.
Let him finish
what he. Come on, man. Hey, let this man finish what he got to
say.
My bad, B.
I'll go ahead and let him finish. Jeremy, from the bottom of my heart, you know I love you, dog. And fuck Dallas. But yeah, go ahead.
Fuck Dallas, absolutely. Richie, you know what? I'm going to let the first 3 weeks of the season play out. We'll revisit this. You can pin it. I don't give a fuck. And if it comes back the first 3 weeks in that I'm wrong.
You got the first 3 weeks.
because 3 weeks is a good gauge on how the season's gonna go.
Now, we're giving up not really. Not if one team starts. What? No, there is no gauge. Guess what? We start. I'm just saying. You guys started out. How did you guys start out last year? What was your record?
2-2.
Really? Because I believe you guys were undefeated. You were talking shit.
Oh, I don't think.
And then it all went downhill.
I think we were 2-2, bro.
I'm thinking of another year.
Yeah, it was. No, it wasn't us.
You thinking of the year before last?
Honestly, how do you gauge a team? What's going on? Jesus Christ.
And he don't got a pissing dog, got a piss, man. Which one?
That man needs to get the pens at this point, all right?
Hey, that motherfucker just need to get a catheter and say, fuck it.
Yeah, something like that. Holy shit.
That boy need a piss bag.
But yeah, man, as always, you know, we were entertaining, and of course he doesn't mute himself when he goes, you know.
We heard that bitch flush, but we ain't hear no water.
I appreciate all those people tuning in, man. Everybody here, shout out to everybody. This is our first ever live. Y'all got to see a little bit of an unedited, uncut, just us talking shit.
We didn't talk shit. We talked some sports. We talked some sports, but it wasn't nothing like that one episode that we fucking had.
I deleted that thing and never happened because, we would definitely have been canceled for that shit. We were just going off the rail. Yeah, right, exactly. What are you talking about?
But, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Fuck it.
What is it? Except chlamydia. That shit comes back with you.
And that's exactly what the fuck that episode was too, boy.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Jeremy, Steve, appreciate y'all joining up. Ray, I hope you and the fam feel better. Ash, from the bottom of our heart, our condolences, and we'll be there to say goodbye to your mama for the last time.
First week, October, what we're looking at. For sure,
Steve, happy early birthday, bro. Don't get too fucked
up. Happy early birthday. I won't.
Richie, you're getting on early tomorrow.
I probably will. Of course, we're gonna do some Call of Duty. Steve, if you're more welcome to join.
What time?
But yeah, man. Early, bro. Well, for you, it's like 3 hours ahead, so it's not that early.
Text me.
All right, y'all. Everybody, take care of yourself. Much love.
All the fans, we love y'all from the bottom of our heart. Fuck Dallas. We stand on that. Everybody else, appreciate y'all.
Fuck Dallas.
Peace.